The fruit of the Spirit is love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Unto you which believe, he is precious. We love him because he first loved us. The love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and rose again. Ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, for a sweet-smelling savour. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner. Exodus chapter 17, verse 15. If God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Behold, God himself is with us for our captain. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Genesis chapter 41, verse 52. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. There the prisoners rest together, they hear not the voice of the oppressor. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. They rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Our friend Lazarus sleepeth. Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. We that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, and when he turned to the left. If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. The prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. I am thy exceeding great reward. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. They shall reign forever and ever. Ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away, the crown of life, a crown of righteousness, an incorruptible crown. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. So shall we ever be with the Lord. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We walk by faith, not by sight. We faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. An inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. He bowed his shoulder to bear. Genesis chapter 49, verse 15. Take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Now, all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips? Aaron held his peace. It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 14. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storms. Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 14. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storms. Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. He preserveth the way of his saints. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 8. The Lord your God went in the way before you, to search you out a place to pitch your tents in fire by night, to show you by what way you should go, and in a cloud by day. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. With us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. Jesus our Lord was delivered for our offenses. Christ hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. He hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. My times are in thy hand. Psalm 31, verse 15. All his saints are in thy hand. The word of the Lord came unto Elijah, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Take no thought for your life, what he shall eat or what he shall drink, nor yet for your body, what he shall put on. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 17. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger for ever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. The blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Able to succor them that are tempted, able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them, able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself? Believe ye that I am able to do this? Yea, Lord. According to your faith, be it unto you. The Lord will provide. Genesis chapter 22, verse 14. God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. There shall come out of Sion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death. My God shall supply all your need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. He feedeth among the lilies. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 16. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. If he keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. Let my beloved come into his garden, and eat his pleasant fruits. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment. Lest any hurt it, I will keep it night and day. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. Numbers chapter 6, verse 25 and 26. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. The brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Without faith it is impossible to please him. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. The Lord taketh pleasure in his people. This is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. If, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. The ornament of a meek and quiet spirit is in the sight of God of great price. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Forasmuch as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. In Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace. By his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Psalm 42, verse 6. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord for ever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Take no thought for your life, what he shall eat or what he shall drink, nor yet for your body, what he shall put on. Behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Be not faithless, but believing. Lo, I am with you always. Adorn the doctrine of God our Saviour in all things. Titus chapter 2 verse 10. Let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Abstain from all appearance of evil. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. John chapter 6, verse 63. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. Thy word hath quickened me. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. I will not forget thy word. I trust in thy word. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. perfect through sufferings. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold on me. I found trouble and sorrow. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. I looked on my right hand, and behold, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. James chapter 4, verse 14. My days are swifter than a post. They flee away, they see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. The world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth for ever. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, and today, and forever. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant. And praise is comely. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. He shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. Leviticus chapter 1, verse 4. Ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. In all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, the lust of the flesh, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, the lust of the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, the pride of life, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. When the tempter came to Jesus, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread, the lust of the flesh. But he answered, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The devil showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, in that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 14. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Ye have need of patience. While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. His name shall be in their foreheads. Revelation chapter 22, verse 4. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. After that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ, and hath anointed us, is God, who hath also sealed us, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. This is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. God, having raised up his Son, Jesus, sent him to bless you, in the turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Acts chapter 3, verse 26. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercies hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, saved by his life. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. Of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Psalm 119, verse 28. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Fear not, peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Be strong and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. The entrance of thy words giveth light. Psalm 119, verse 130. This is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Noah was a just man. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. The just shall live by faith. Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all, and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. We joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Revelation chapter 3, verse 2. The end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. The just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. My peace I give unto you. Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. Genesis chapter 24, verse 63. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches.